For the coming of the king.
让我重新再说，第一点谈到关于预备主的到来。
Is to start living under his kingship now.
就是从现在开始去活在神的王权底下。
And if you are not willing to live under his kingship now, I don't believe a word you tell me if you say that you are ready to welcome the coming of the king. Stop fooling yourself, don't fool me.
只要你不是活在神的王权底下的话，你不要愚弄你自己，也不要愚弄别人了。你根本不能够去预备王的到来，你根本不会迎接他。
The truth is you don't want to see him at all, never mind prepare for his coming.
可能那个事实的真相就是你根本不想见到他，不要说去预备他的到来。
I can think of one way you could prepare for his coming.
我可以想到有一点你可以预备他的到来的。
And that is build an atomic-proof shelter under your house.
所以在你的屋子里面建一个防弹的围墙。
And hope that when he comes, you can hide yourself in there and lock yourself in there.
就希望他到来的时候，你可以躲在那个的保护的里面。
Because you don't want to see his face, I promise you.
我可以跟你说，可能你真根本不想见到他的面。
And I think a large number of Christians, as the scripture says, will be trying to hide themselves from the face of the Lamb.
我可以说的是，可能有很多的基督徒啊，他们会躲在隐藏他们不想见到这个羔羊的面。
And at this point, I wonder if it's even worth continuing.
谈到这里的话，我不懂我应不应该再继续下去。
Because the more I go on, the less you would like to hear about it.
因为我越讲的话，可能就越不愿意听了。
Yesterday I gave you a few hints about this.
昨天我已经给了你很多的提示了。
Because you don't want to know where the Spirit of the Lord is going to lead you.
因为你不想知道神的灵到底引导你去哪。
It's very interesting, even those who join full-time training.
很有趣的就是那些参加全时间侍奉的。
And towards the end of the training, I say to them, Well, you can now make your proposals as to where you would like to serve the Lord.
然后在训练的结束的时候，我就问他们说，你们可以提出一些的提议，就是说你想去哪里侍奉吗？
Well, you can propose, doesn't mean you will go there.
当然你可以做出一些的建议，可是不等于你会去那的。
And they start worrying.
然后就很担心了。
I wonder if we are going to be sent to Iceland.
他说，会不会把我送到冰岛呢？
North Pole.
北极。
Maybe the jungles of Congo or somewhere.
或许在刚果的那个森林里面。
We want to be led, but not led too much.
我们想神的灵引导我们，但是不要引导我们太过分。
Or at least lead us in the way we particularly like to go.
或许引导我去我喜欢去的地方吧。
Where the weather is quite good.
那个天气气候不错。
Where the people are relatively polite.
那些人很有礼貌的。
At this kind of place we can consider.
这种地方我们没问题。
But what if the Spirit of the Lord doesn't want to lead you there?
可是假如神的灵不带你去哪个地方，你怎么样呢？
Oh, no, this picture doesn't look too good anymore.
你说，这个图画不好看了。
You would say, surely those who go to full-time training never worry about such things.
那你说，他们参加全新的侍奉，他们应该不担心这个问题吧？
They will tell you honestly that they do.
他们会坦白地告诉你，他们担心的。
So you see...Led by the Spirit sounds nice. I can experience the reality of God. That sounds wonderful, right?
所以你说被神的灵引导挺好的，我可以经验到神的真实，很好，对不对？
Until you discover that the Holy Spirit might lead you where you don't want to go.
当然，慢一步的就是当你发现到神的灵引导你，可能引导你去你不愿意去的地方。
Did you say the Lord is King?
你是否说耶稣是王？
Yeah, I said so. Yeah.
对对对，我曾经这样说过。
And so the King wants you to go.
然后王让你去那个地方。
Why did I get myself into this?
你说，为什么我弄到这个地步呢？
So, you see what the Lord said to Peter.
所以你可以听到主耶稣对彼得所说的话。
Now you go wherever you want to go.
就是你现在你无论去什么地方你都可以。
But the day is coming where you'll be taken to where you don't want to go.
就是说到哪一天你会被牵引着走。
What do you think? You still want to be led by the Spirit? Shall we close the discussion at this point?
我们是否应该在这里结束呢？你是否真的愿意被神的灵引导呢？
And then you suspect, yeah, I know what he's going to talk about, because when he mentions Peter, and you know the scripture a bit, you know where this discussion is going.
你就说，我知道他要讲什么呢？因为他谈到彼得我也读过圣经，我知道主耶稣带彼得去什么地方？
Yes, you understand. Peter was led to where he didn't particularly want to go. He was led to be crucified.
对，彼得 真的，神的灵真的带彼得所不愿意去的地方，彼得也是被钉死的。
And I would not expect that all of you would be clapping your hands to say, "Oh, really? I'm going to be crucified." Oh, no, that's beautiful.
你是否也会拍手的，很兴奋的说，好啊，好啊，我也去被钉死吧。
Well, before you get crucified, there are still other things which, you might not want to do.
当你上十字架之前，可能还有很多事情你不愿意做的。
For example, the Lord did say that you are to go into all the world and preach the gospel. You, not just me.
比如说，主曾经说过，就是你要到万国去，向万民传福音。
Do you think the Lord said those words only to the Apostle Peter?
你以为主只是对彼得说这句话吗？
But Peter is not here to preach the gospel in our 20th century.
当然，彼得不会在二十世纪里面去传福音。
Neither are the 12 apostles around.
十二个门徒也不在了。
Neither are the 70 disciples.
只是那七十也不在了。
Now who's going to preach today?
那现在谁来传道呢？
You say, well, you're the one going to preach.
好吧，张牧师来传道。
Well, I'm sorry, my power is a little bit limited. I can't preach to the whole world.
啊，当然，人的力量有限，不可以向全万国传福音。
At least not yet at this moment.
那起码在现在还不行。
The task of bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth is for the church to carry out.
把福音传到地极，这个任务是交给教会的。
Just as the Lord Jesus said, you are the light of the world, the light that will go out to the whole. The you is referring to all his disciples.
就像主耶稣所说，你们是世上的光，你们是指每一个基督徒。
So important is the preaching of the gospel in the teaching of the Lord Jesus that it outranks some of the most important human duties.
主耶稣在圣经里面不断地提到把福音传到地极、啊、这句话比任何事情都更重要。
That's what Luke 9 and verse 60 says. Or rather, what the Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 60.
这个就是在路加福音第九章第六十节里面谈到比其他的一些的任务可能更重要。
Where, as you recall, a certain person wanted to be a disciple of the Lord, and he said, let me go and first bury my father.
啊、你记得在那里有一个人，他说他要跟随主，可是他希望回家去埋葬他的父亲。
Well, that's one of the most important human duties and responsibilities.
这个是一个做儿子的一个很重要的责任吧。
And the Lord Jesus would never deny how important it is.
主耶稣没有否认这件事情的重要性。
But something even more important.
但是有一件更重要的。
You go out and preach the gospel.
就是你尽管去传扬神的国。
So urgent is this task of preaching the gospel in the light of the Lord's return that nothing else has precedence.
在主的到来之前，传福音是一个非常重大的任务，就是比任何事情都更重要。
How to prepare for the coming of the king?
怎么预备王的到来呢？
Go and preach the gospel.
去传福音。
That's what the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 24.
这是主耶稣在马太福音二十四章里面所说的。
This gospel of the kingdom must be preached to the ends of the earth, and then shall come the end.
神的福音要传遍地极，然后神人子就到来。
This must first be accomplished.
这个首先要实行的。
And you have that responsibility given to you.
你已经有了这个责任交给你。
And though there are many important responsibilities, such as burying one's father,
当然有很多的，我们有很多的事情要做的，比如说埋葬父亲。
Responsibility to one's family and so forth.
对家庭的一些的责任。
In view of the urgency of the present situation.
但是在圣经里面有更重要的、更紧要的。
According to scriptural teaching, not according to our opinion.
啊，当然不是说凭人的意思，是根据圣经的教导。
Gospel takes precedence over preaching. The gospel takes precedence over everything else.
传福音是最重要、最首要的。
You can see that this mentality doesn't exist anymore.
比如说，这种的想法在圣经好像是不存在的。
Among Christians today, family takes precedence over church.
在很多的基督徒里面，他们把家庭放在首位，不是教会了。
My children, my wife, my family interests—they are first.
我的儿女我的配偶他们是放在首位。
If I have any time left, I'll give a bit of my spare time to the church, or even a lot of my spare time.
假如我有空闲的话，我就把我空闲的时间交给教会吧。
But not the priority.
但是这个不是首要。
And certainly not preaching the gospel.
当然也不是传福音了。
I think for most of you, none of you are really, most of you are not engaged in this activity at all.
我想我们在这里可能大部分的根本在传福音的工作里面根本无关的。
Am I mistaken?
我有没有错呢？
How many of you are involved in preaching the gospel at this point in time?
在现在这个时候，你们有多少人是真的去参与传福音的工作呢？
And no matter what form it takes, even in personal witness, how many of you have this as a priority?
那我不是说任何形式可能是个人的个人的见证个人的布道方面你有没有积极的去参与呢
I don't mean that you don't witness to somebody in the place of work or in the college.
我不是说你在学校或者在公司里面不向人见证你自己。
But is this the priority in your thinking and in your life?
我又问的是在你的生活里面在你的思想里面这个是否放在首位
I think not.
我想可能不是。
Now, if you are led by the Spirit, would you not do what the Lord requires?
只要你是被神的灵引导的话，你会不会做神所要求我们的呢？
How would the Spirit of the Lord lead you except in accordance with His own instructions and commands?
神的灵怎么引导你呢？除非是根据着他自己的命令，他自己的话语。
If you dare to let Him lead you, if you dare,
只要你有勇气让神的灵去引导你的话，
He will lead you into witnessing. Who knows where in the world?
他会引导你去见证他不管是在世界的任何一个角落。
But you may not want to hear this.
所以你可能不想听了。
Because, as I said, he might send you to Congo or somewhere.
因为他可能带你去刚果。
At least you're afraid he might do that.
可能真的他真的会这样做。
So, okay, you will witness on your terms.
然后你就说好吧，我根据我的理解去见证。
Lord, you don't need to lead me. I already understand your teaching.
你说神啊，你根本不用带领我了，我明白你的教导了。
You don't need to lead me to go somewhere in the Congo. Who knows? It's too far away. You got to be practical. The next door neighbor.
你说哎呀，我们也现实一点不用带我去非洲了，我在跟我的邻舍传福音就可以了。
My neighbor also needs the gospel.
我的邻居也需要福音的。
So you leave it to me. I'll take care of this.
你说神啊，你就让我自己来吧。
Yeah.So you see, don't we do this all the time? I've heard it said so often. Why go off the road? My neighbor needs the gospel too.
我也听过这一类的解释的为什么我们要去外面传福音呢？我可以跟我们的邻居传福音的。
Well, I'm not arguing about the importance of the neighbor.
当然我不是跟你争论，就说你的邻居重不重要。
I'm not at all denying that he has his needs.
我也不否认，就是你的邻居也有需要。
We are on the subject of being led by the Spirit. The question is, are you the right person to witness to your neighbor? Maybe you're the wrong person to do that.
我现在谈到就是被神的灵的引导，所以问的问题就是，你是否最恰当去向你的邻居传福音呢？可能别人会更好呢。
And the only person who knows who is the right person is the Spirit of the Lord.
谁知道谁是最好呢？这个是神的工作，神知道。
And He didn't appoint you to decide who to witness to or not.
他没有说让你去决定你应该向谁传福音。
You see, this matter of being led by the Spirit, and because we keep insisting to fulfill, as we think, the scriptural teaching by our own standards, we don't experience the Lord.
可是往往就是因为我们以为我们可以自己做决定的话，我们没有经验到神的带领。
Prepare for His coming.
预备他的到来。
I repeat the two points I've made so far to summarize.
我在总结的时候重复以上我所说的两点。
The fundamental point is being led by the Spirit.
基本的一点就是被神的灵引导。
And when He leads you, He will lead in such a way as to fulfill His own commands.
当他引导你的时候，他会按照他的命令。
His commands to us.
他给我们的命令。
And that command is to bring the gospel to the ends of the world.
这个命令就是把福音传遍天下。
To let your light shine to the ends of the world.
让你的生命彰显发光。
And to be willing to so yield your life that He will lead you to where you are supposed to go.
就是把你的生命完完全全交给他，就是他带你去任何地方，你都愿意去。
I can tell you of the exciting stories of how the Lord has led me to witness to people that I have never seen and never known before.
我跟你说，就是神往往带我去见一些认识一些人，是我从来没有想象过的。
To be so led by the Spirit that you go where He takes you.
就是完全的把生命交给他，让他去引导你，就是他带你去的地方，就是你根本不可以想象的。
For which there are no human explanations.
可以说没有人的解释可以解释。
As in the case that when I was a student in London.
就是说当我在伦敦当学生的时候。
And I was about to sit down at my table to study.
那时候我 正要坐下来去读书的时候。
And I've shared this with some of you before.
可能我跟你们一部分也分享过。
And I still remember the humor of the Lord, that he talked to me when I was halfway down into my seat. Halfway down, notice that.
我觉得神是挺风趣的，那时候我是刚要坐下来还没有坐的时候，停在一半的时候。
He said, get up. In other words, don't sit down, get up.
主的话就说，起来，不要坐下来。
I'm sending you to the Central YMCA.
你要去一个青年馆。
That's in London.
这个是在伦敦。
I was living in the north of London.
我是那时候我是住在伦敦的北部。
I looked at my watch. It was it seemed to me rather late.
我看看我的手表时间已经比较晚了。
If I remember correctly, it was approaching 9 o'clock.
我觉得我记得清楚的话，可能是差不多晚上九点了。
The Lord said, "Go to the YMCA."
主说你去那个城市的那个青年馆。
And of course, I started arguing. You know, we're very good at arguing with the Lord.
然后我就跟神理论了，我们都很习惯，很喜欢跟主理论的。
It's a bit late, Lord.
我说，主啊，太晚了吧。
Look at my studies.
我还有温习呢。
It's a long way down to central London.
挺远的。
It'll take me maybe 50 minutes on my motorcycle.
假如我骑车的话，可能有50分钟。
Return is more than an hour and a half.
来回的话，只有一个半小时的。
So, we soon learn to stop arguing with the Lord, but we always try.
当然我们说，我们常常都想跟主理论。
So finally, I said, okay, I've been walking with the Lord long enough to know that these arguments are futile, so I got on my motorcycle and off I went.
最后，当我也知道就是跟主争论是没用的，所以我就骑上我的电单车里面。
And so on the way down, I was saying, Lord, and who am I supposed to see anyway?
然后在路上呢，我就问主了，我说：“主啊，你要带我去看谁呢？”
I suddenly realized that I had no idea who I was supposed to see in the YMCA.
忽然间我就想到，我去青年馆，我到底要见谁呢？
And all the way the thought was in my mind, and so what do I do when I get to the YMCA?
那时候在我心里面我就想了，我去了青年馆的话，我该做什么呢？
So I started reasoning, you see. Those of us who like to reason too much give ourselves a hard time.
然后我又去分析了你明白，你喜欢分析的话，你就明白我的意思了。
So I began to think, yeah, we have from our church two or three people living in the YMCA.
然后我就想在我们教会里面有两三个，他们好像是住在青年馆的。
And maybe one of them is having some kind of spiritual problem the Lord wants me to help out.
可能其中有一个有一些属灵的问题，主要我去帮忙他吧。
And when I got to the YMCA, and that's what's in my mind.
然后我去到那个青年馆的话，我想到的就是这个。
So I don't recall whether one or two of them were not in when I arrived.
可是我到的时候，他们不在家。
And one of them I located.
那我找到一个。
So I said, you're having some spiritual problem.
然后就问他，你是否有些属灵的问题呢？
He said no.
他说没有啊。
I thought, Lord, what did you send me here for?
然后我说，主啊，你差遣我来这干什么呢？
I mean, here I am.Driving all this way down from the north of London into the center of London, and here this guy doesn't even have a problem.
然后我说，我从伦敦的北部骑车来到市中心，然后找到这个人，原来他没有问题，他不需要我的帮忙。
And so while I was talking with him,
当我跟这个朋友在聊天的时候
，the Lord said to me, "Look to the door."
主跟我说，你看着门。
I turned to the revolving door of the central YMCA.
然后看到那个旋转的门。
And somebody was walking through the door.
有人从那个门里面进来。
Talk to that man.
主说跟那个人说话。
Never seen him before.
我从来不认识他的。
I'm not in the habit of stopping people I don't know.
我不习惯就是去拦阻一个陌生人。
In fact, I don't even know what to say to him.
其实我根本不懂应该跟他说什么。
So anyway, when the Lord tells you to go, you go. So I went up to this man who just came in through the door.
可是当主这样说的话，你就按照他所做的，我就走上前去跟这个人。
And I said to him, I said, Lord, what am I supposed to say now?
然后我就跟主说，我说，主啊，我跟他说什么呢？
So I said to him, do you need any help?
我就问他，你需要帮忙吗？
And I thought he would say, no, I'm fine.
可能那个人说，没有，我很好啊。
To my surprise, he said, yes.
我很惊讶的是，那个人说，对呀。
I said, I wonder what kind of help does he need?
你需要怎么样的帮忙呢？
Well, the amazing thing was, he came to the Lord the next day.
那个奇妙的事情是在隔一天他就认识主。
It's a long thing, but just to make it simple.
长话短说。
I was led by the Lord as he was a much older person than myself.
因为这个人他的年纪比我大。
And I saw that I was not the right person to help him, but I was the right person to put him in touch with the person who could help him.
所以我觉得我可能我帮助他直接的帮助他可能不太恰当，可是我可以把另外一个朋友介绍给他。
So after the conversation, I realized that what he needed was something spiritual.
所以跟他聊了之后，我发现到他的需要是一个属灵上的需要。
And so I introduced him to the pastor of the church.
所以我就把他介绍给教会的牧师。
Ours is a Chinese church, of course.
我们是个华人的教会。
And this man was also a Chinese from Taiwan.
这个是个从台湾来的中国人。
And he came to the Lord, and he was on his way to the United Nations in Geneva.
其实他那个时候他是正在去日内瓦的联合国。
And he was in London just for those 2 days.
他只是在那两天在伦敦。
The timing had to be absolutely perfect.
那个时间要刚刚好。
Had I not listened to the leading of the Spirit, how would he have come to the Lord?
假如我没有听从主的差遣的话，这个人怎么能够认识主呢？
And when I told him how I had come to the YMCA, he said, I know. The Lord, he is the one who prepared all this for me to come to him.
当我告诉他我是怎么样来到这个市中心的青年馆的话，这个人就说，我知道神是怎么样的带领。
2 days later, he went off to Geneva rejoicing in the Lord.
两天之后他要去日内瓦，那时候他非常的高兴。
If I had not been led by the Spirit, and he had not been saved, what would be the outcome for me? That is, for having disobeyed the Lord.
假如我没有听从主的差遣，这个人就不能够得救了。到我见到主的那一天，我应该去怎么去交账呢？
Have you ever thought how many people may not have come to the Lord because you were not listening to the leading of the Spirit?
你没有想象，就是因为你没有去听从圣灵的引导的话，多少人没有机会认识神呢？
Now I can go on with these kinds of examples to you.
我可以继续的举例。
And this is not because I'm some kind of super Christian.
不是因为我有什么的了不起。
It is nothing more than Romans 8:14, being led by the Spirit.
这个就是在罗马书第八章第十四节里面谈到被神的灵引导。
Of course, when you listen to what I'm sharing with you, it reminds you of something in Acts, doesn't it?
当然你听到我这样分享的话你就记起在使徒行传了对不对
About how the Ethiopian eunuch was brought to the Lord.
就是谈到那个的官他怎么的被引导去认识神。
Now think about this. For someone who this kind of experience is normal, do you not think that God is real? Of course God is real to me. I couldn't deny it if I tried.
对一些人来说他们经验到这样子的话他们就会觉得神是真实的他们不可以否认。
If one day somebody holds a gun to my head and said, do you believe in Jesus?
假如有一天有人拿着一个枪对着我他说你要不要相信主耶稣
Is Jesus real to you?
主耶稣是否真的呢
If he is real to you, I'm going to pull this trigger.
只要他是真的话我就开枪了。
I would still have to say, go ahead, pull the trigger, because I can't deny what I know to be true.
仍然你跟他说你要开枪就开枪吧因为我不可以否认我所相信的事实
In other words, I'm ready to stake my life on it because it is something which I have experienced over and over again
换句话说我愿意把我生命也赔上因为这个是我不断的经历
I'm serving the Lord today not because I thought it was such a great job and well paid job, you know
我现在还在侍奉神不是因为这份工作是什么的了不起或者是他的薪水多高
When I served the Lord in England in Liverpool, I served without charge. I refused to take a salary.
当我在利物浦侍奉的时候，我根本没有薪水的。
For 5 years, I preached without receiving 1 cent in salary.
在我在那里侍奉了5年，我没有收过一分钱的薪水。
Because I refused to accept it.
因为我不愿意去接受。
Not because the church didn't want to give it.
不是说教会不要给我。
In fact, most of the church didn't even know I was not accepting a salary.
事实上，教会里面很多人根本不知道，原来我是没有薪水的。
There were some people who gave free will offerings, but most did not because they did not realize that the money they put in the offering didn't come to me. 5 years later, when I left to a new work, to go to a new work in Canada, some of them discovered that I never received the salary.
5年之后, 当我离开利物浦到, 加拿大去侍奉的时候, 他们很多都才, 那时候才发现呢, 原来五年以内, 五年以来,
Initially, I had to teach in order to maintain ourselves.
起初, 为了生活, 我就要去教书。
Because in the beginning, the church was just a handful of people.
因为起初教会就是人手, 人数非常的少。
But as the church grew, I still kept the matter as it was. So, yeah.
可是后来就是在教会慢慢的增长的时候, 我还是没有领薪水。
And there were some free will gifts, as I said, but I took no salary.
有时候有一些的自由的奉献, 可是我个人是没有领薪水的。
When I went to Canada, I had hoped to maintain this not accepting a salary. But it couldn't be done because I was an immigrant and I had to be paid by law.
当我去加拿大的时候，其实我也不想 在教会里面领薪水，可是因为我是移民的关系，根据法律上我是必须要领薪的。
And so I received minimum wage, that is right at the bottom, the lowest wage possible.
所以那时候我的薪金是最低的。
And to me that was my glory because I want to preach the gospel, not for any profit.
我会说了，我觉得这个是我的荣耀，因为我希望就是免费的把神的福音传出去。Why
do we do these things?
为什么我们要这样做呢？
Because God is real.
因为神是真的。If
God is not real to you, you wouldn't do this kind of thing.
因为神，假如神不是真实的话，你不愿意这样做的。So
the second thing was to go out and preach the gospel.
所以第二点就是我们要出去传福音。Led
by the Spirit, not according to the way we want to do it.
不是根据你想要做、你想要用的方法，而是靠着圣灵的带领。
The third thing that we are led to do by the Spirit is to build up His church.
第三点，圣灵引领我们呢，就是去建立他的教会。
In preparation for His coming.
预备他的到来。
We are all involved, not just the full-time workers, we are all involved in building up His church.
其实不单只是全世界的同工，我们每一个人都要参与这个建立教会的工作。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14 in particular, Paul has a lot to say to the Corinthian church about how to build one another up, that is building up His church.
所以在哥林多前书12到14章里面, 保罗不断地去教导我们怎么去建立他的教会。
It's a wonderful mission entrusted to us.
一个很奇妙的使命委托了给我们。
If you go out somewhere to preach the gospel, a church will start to form.
只要你出去传福音的话, 慢慢慢慢, 一个教会就会形成了。
And then you need to build it up.
我们需要去建立它。
Person by person.
每一个人一步一步的去带领它。
And you have to encourage them to build each other up. And it's not just your job.
你也要鼓励他们彼此的建立。
Every Christian is involved in this because you are part of that body, of that church.
每一个基督徒都要参与这个工作, 因为你是教会的一份子。
Are you involved in this?
你是否参与呢?
Now, by building up the church, I am not talking about various activities in the church.
那我说谈到建立教会, 我不是说你参与教会的一些的活动。
All those activities are all useful and valuable.
那这个活动当然它有它的功用，它有它的用途。
Some of you I heard in Singapore are wonderful cooks.
我知道在新加坡，比如说有很多是一个有名的厨师。
So you can cook beautiful meals for special occasions.
你可以在特别的日子里面煮出美味佳肴。
And that does a lot of good to various people in more than one way, I suppose.
当然对每个人都有很多的好处。
But when Paul speaks about building up the church, he did not say among the gifts that you should become excellent cooks.
可是当保罗谈到建立教会里面，他谈到恩赐的时候，他没有谈到啊，做一个好的厨师。
And the problem with Paul was that he was too otherworldly.
问题，保罗的问题是他
otherworldly. He doesn't think about food.
啊，他没有想到食物。
Say, Paul, you've got to come down to our level a bit. Food is very important for us.
You say, hey, Paul, Paul, 你应该降到我们的这个程度，食物对我们来说很重要。
How come among the gifts of the Spirit, he doesn't mention about cooking?
为什么谈到圣灵的恩赐里面, 保罗没有谈到煮饭呢?
To me, cooking is very important.
对我来说，烧菜是很重要的。
But Paul is higher level.
保罗比我们太高超了。
He doesn't think about food, apparently.
似乎保罗没有想到食物。
But the point is that while these things are valuable and important, and nobody will deny that.
那个重点就是，虽然这是啊，我们无可否认的，这些都是很重要，也是挺好的。
And I don't think even Paul would deny the value of cooking, even though he doesn't mention it.
当然，保罗也不会否定，就是会烧菜是一个很好的事情。
But what you need to learn is to encourage to build up one another spiritually.
重要的是，我们要学习怎么样彼此在灵里面去鼓励。
To encourage the other when he is down.
当那个人低落的时候，你怎么去鼓励他
？To provide him with friendship and counsel where it is possible to do so.
假如可以的话，给他一份的友情，一份的关心。
Building up the church until it shines as a light. What a beautiful goal.
建立教会，以这个教会真的能够发光。
But that requires giving of our time to others.
那这个就包括我们要花时间了。
To care for them.
去关心他们。
Physically, yes, but also and above all spiritually.
在生活上去关心他们，可是更重要的就是在属灵上去关心他们。
So often we just compromise and say, I don't know how to help somebody spiritually, so I just give him some present.
有时候我们就妥协下来了，说，哎呦，我不懂怎么去关心他，我就买一份礼物送给他吧。
Well, that's also good.
那这个也好的。
But not enough.
可是不够。
You have to learn how to build the other person up spiritually.
你要学习怎么样的在属灵上去建立一个人。
And one of the things most needed in the spiritual life is encouragement.
在属灵的生活里面，一个很重要的环节就是鼓励。
The road is so difficult.
因为我们走的路是非常的艰巨。
And we are very poor at this ministry of encouraging.
我们在鼓励、在劝勉方面是非常的缺乏。
Try just learning to encourage. You don't have to be a Bible expert to encourage anybody.
那你可以尝试的去鼓励人，你不需要做一个很了不起的释经学家才可以鼓励人。
And even though he doesn't look so depressed, you'll be surprised what's in his heart.
所以有时候他表面上看起来不很低落，你很难想象他心里面是怎么样的。
Oh, I have so far kept to the more acceptable subjects of being led by the Spirit.
我现在谈的就是一些关于被圣灵带领的。
And so with much hesitation, I go to the less acceptable subjects before I close.
让我们去继续谈一些可能不受欢迎的题目吧。
And so my popularity will go further and further down as I go on in this message.
所以你可能越来越不喜欢我了。
But I have to tell you what the Lord says, not what I said.
可是我要跟你说的是神的话，不是我的话。
The kind of thing that few preachers want to talk about.
就是很多的讲道讲员都不愿意提的。
How to prepare for his coming? Do you really want to hear?
怎么样预备主的到来呢？你是否真的愿意听吗？
As I said from the beginning, I'm not so sure.
我一开始就跟你说，可能我不能够肯定。
Maybe some brave soul says, yes, 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 I'm ready to hear.
可能有小部分有勇敢的说，哎，好的，我要听。
And by the time I got through the point, you said, sorry, I talked too fast.
可能当我讲到入题的时候，你说，哎呀，可能我讲得太快了。
Now, most of you are quite young people.
哎，我们大部分都很年轻的。
To whom marriage means something.
对你来说，婚姻是很重要。
Oh, you say, talk about every aspect of life, but let's leave the marriage business out.
你说，啊，你可以谈其他的，不要谈婚姻吧。
Especially if I tell you that, if you are serious about carrying out the things that I've talked about, such as preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth.
就你对我所说的都很认真的，比如说我谈到，所以把福音传遍天下。
And marriage is part of the subject.
那婚姻也是其中一部分。
Oh yeah, yeah. You said I need a good wife, then a good husband, and then we can go and preach the gospel together.
那你说好啊，我需要一个好丈夫或者是好妻子，然后我们可以一起的传福音。
Well, sorry to disappoint you.
对不起了，我有令你失望了。
That's not the scriptural statement.
这个不是圣经里面的话。
You see, we like to be led by the Lord, provided that we can make our own conditions along the way.
你看，我们说我们希望神去带领我们，可是我们还有我们的条件。
So reasonable, isn't it?
这个很有道理吧。
I mean, two are better than one, right?
两个总比一个好，是吧？
And how many weddings I have heard it said that one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000?
然后在婚礼里面也谈到了一个追一千两个追一万。
I'm not quite sure chasing what 1,000 and what 10,000. 10,000 of what?
我不懂他追的一万是追什么呢？
Sometimes they seem to have chased the wrong objectives here.
有时候他们可能所追的对象是错的。
Now, so as not entirely to lose what little popularity I have left, let me start quoting scripture here.
好，让我给你看一些的经节。
First Corinthians 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
First Corinthians 7 and verse 26 and 27.
林前第七章第二十六和二十七节。
Perhaps Kathleen can read for us, please.
林前第七章第二十六节。因现今的艰难，据我看来，人不如手术安长才好。二十七节，你有妻子缠着呢，就不要求脱离；你没有妻子缠着呢，就不要求妻子。
Don't seek a wife.
他说不要找妻子。
I knew I came to the wrong camp.
我知道就不应该来这里。
I thought I came here to seek a wife.
我以为来这里可以找老婆。
I came here to seek a husband.
这个可以这里找丈夫。
And here this preacher says, "Don't seek a wife."
然后现在这个讲员就说不要找老婆。
Sorry, I didn't say it. It was Paul who said it. Remember?
不是我说的，这是保罗所说的。
How come Paul's thinking is so different from our wisdom?
为什么保罗的想法跟我们的那么的分差呢？
I mean, it's so reasonable to have two working together more effective.
有两个人一起相处一起的工作不是更好吗？
And what does Paul say?
保罗便说什么？
What does he say? In view of the present crisis, what present crisis?
保罗说因为现今的艰难，现今有什么艰难的？
In case you don't know what Paul refers to.
就是假如你不知道保罗所指的是什么
The period between the first coming of the Lord Jesus and the second coming of the Lord Jesus is the period of crisis.
从主的第一次的到来到他的第二次的到来这中间的一段日子就是这里所谈到的艰难
The crisis of this present age in rebellion against the Lord.
就是现今的这个艰难的时代就是每个人他们要反叛神
Now most Christians are not even aware there is some kind of a crisis spiritually.
很多基督徒他们甚至不知道原来属灵上有一些的增长有一些的困难
We are so out of touch with spiritual things
我们对属灵的事情我们根本是拉不上关系
We are not sensitive to the spiritual realities of this age
我们根本不敏感属灵的情况
We live as though we live in perfectly normal times
我们以为我们还在活着一个非常好的时代
You see it was as the Lord Jesus said Do you remember what he said in Matthew 24 and so on He saysBefore the coming before his coming, it will be as in the days of Noah.
你记得主耶稣在马太福音二十四章里面说，主再来之前就好像挪亚的时代。
People will be eating and drinking.
人会照样的吃喝。
Marrying and giving in marriage.
嫁娶。
As though these were very normal times.
以为一切都是正常的。
We don't understand that we are not living, spiritually speaking, in normal times.
我们根本不知道，其实我们是处于一个非常时间。
And you will remember among the long list of things I did not mention yesterday, I also did not mention earthquakes and famines and all these kinds of things. I didn't mention any of these, did I?
你记得昨天我在谈到主到来之前所发生的事情，我也故意的没有谈到什么的饥荒啊、打仗啊、地震啊，诸如此类。
Not because I was not aware of the scriptural teaching of these things.
当然不是说我对圣经不熟悉。
But first, because the Lord Jesus says that these kind of things are normal in this present period of time.
这主说了，就是这些事情都是很平常的。
These are crises, but these are crises external to us.
就是所谓的灾难都是在外面的。
And these earthquakes and these famines, they will increase in intensity.
这次的地震，这次的饥荒都会越来越加烈。
But why we cannot use these very much as a measure for our present age?
我们不可以用把这个作为我们的理由。
It's because we don't know at what point the intensity has reached the level which indicates the Lord's coming is near.
就是我们不能够单凭这些事物的严重性去确定主到来的日子是否很接近。
So, for example, there was a massive earthquake in China in Tangshan, as you know, some years ago.
你记得就是多年前在中国的唐山里面有大地震。
Maybe, what is it, a million people died.
有百万的人死亡。
It's just an amazing destruction.
一个非常大的灾难。
But then more recently, there were earthquakes in Taiwan and earthquakes in Turkey and elsewhere, but not of the same magnitude.
然后最近也有在土耳其在台湾也有地震虽然不是同样的程度
So it's very hard to use these to measure anything
所以我们很难以这个作为一个衡量
There are wars and rumors of wars There's a war being fought in Chechnya at the moment
有打仗和打仗的风声
And wars have been going on for a long time in this present age.
在历史上不断的有战争。
Famines, all these things. But the Lord says these are just the beginning.
就是主耶稣说这些都是灾难的起头。
All they do is to remind us that we live in the present crisis.
这些都是要提醒我们就是我们是住在一个患难的时代。
But the crisis Paul refers to is spiritual.
可是保罗所提到的这个灾难是一个属灵上的。
For that reason, again, you notice I did not make much reference to signs in the heavens, the moon turning to blood, and so forth.
你有注意到我也没有谈到在天上的异象，比如说月会变成血红色。
Because in the exegesis of these verses, I am not so sure whether these are to be treated as physical phenomena or.In fact, figurative for spiritual occurrences.
主意就是我不知道从诗经的角度来看，就是我们把它当作是字面上的去认识呢，还是怎么样？
I'm more inclined to think that these are figurative of very serious spiritual occurrences in the heavenly places.
我可能会比较倾向的就是，可能这是一些的预兆，就是一些的图画，让我们去明白属灵上的意义。
And you remember there was a time when all the planets lined up in one line and everybody got very excited.
你记得就很多的星球他们排列成为一个直线，每个人都很紧张，很兴奋。
But then the event passed and nothing much happened.
那个事情已经过了，也好像没有什么大事发生。
They thought there would be high tides and things like that, but well, there might have been a somewhat higher tide, but nothing too significant.
他们以为会潮水会特别的高涨，可是结果也没有什么大不了。
But for those who have eyes to see,The spiritual crisis is of the most astonishing proportions.
可是人类有眼可以看得到的话，那个属灵上的那个灾难，那个征战是越来越激烈。
One of the most significant is the almost pervasive blindness, spiritual blindness, that has captured the world.
其中一点我们可以看得到，就是世上的人，他们对属灵事物都已经蒙上眼，已经看不见。
And that includes the church.
这个也包括教会。
I look around in the church and I see a level of spiritual blindness that is absolutely astonishing.
我看教会，我看到教会里面很惊讶的是，教会很多的人他们都是好像瞎眼一样。
Totally unable to see spiritual things.
完全不能够去明白属灵的事物。
That is the crisis we are talking about.
这个就是我们所说的灾难。
Because this is a life and death, an eternal life and death matter.
因为这个是我们属灵的生死的重要的事情。
The devotion to the Lord is at so low a level as to be absolutely pitiful.
对神的那份的爱，那个程度是非常的低，你觉得值得可怜。
And Paul does not want anything to affect that already very minimal devotion to the Lord.
保罗不愿意有任何的事情去影响我们对主的那份的爱。
And unfortunately, marriage is one of those things that could affect it.
可惜的就是婚姻往往就是影响我们对主的爱的一个因素。
If we think of evangelism as some kind of a human effort,
只要你觉得传福音是一个人的能力可以做的。
So we can organize a team or even a husband and wife teams, we do this our way, then humanly speaking, that makes sense.
然后我们以为可以用人的方法、人的能力去举办一些的布道会之类的，我们可能用人的方法某一个程度上可以做得到。
But God's way is very different from ours.
可是神的方法跟人的方法是完全两回事。
And what Paul is saying is this, if you get married, your focus upon the Lord will be to a probably significant level affected.
保罗这里所说的是，假如你结婚的话，你对主的那份的爱的专一，很大部分的话会受到影响。
Paul says, the person who is single,focuses his whole devotion on the Lord alone.
保罗说那个单身的他会把他的注意力完全的放在神的身上。
But the married person must think also about pleasing his wife or her husband.
可是一个已经结了婚的话他需要考虑怎么样去讨他的太太或者他的丈夫的喜悦。
So that low level of devotion is further weakened.
你知道他们对神的那份的本来已经是低的那份的爱就更加的削弱了。
If you look at this passage, he goes on to make other astonishing statements.
你看这一段的经文的话，你看到保罗有更多的其他的提示。
He says, of course, that if you are married, he no way suggests that you should dismiss your wife or leave your husband.
当然他也说，假如你已经结了婚的话，他不是说你要跟你的配偶分开。
But if you are not yet married, then just stay free.
然后他其实他是说，假如你还没有结婚的话，你倒不如守你现在的本分。
This whole passage actually is concerned about the coming of the Lord.
其实这整段的经文是谈到关于主的再来。
And he goes on to say, for example, verse 29, I mean, brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. The Lord's coming is near.
29节里面保罗说，弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了，时候减少了，为什么？因为主要到来了。
And in view of this shortness, he goes on to